Hello? Yes, can I have a 99 and a can of Tango, please?
Sadly, sir. Would you like a flake with that?
Yes, fine, I'll have a flake. Do you have any monkey blood at all?
We do, but I'm afraid we do only have AB negative, sir.
In that case, don't worry about it, leave it.
Okay, that'll be £1.50, sir.
There you are. Thank you.
Not at all.
Birds. Birds are bloody noisy. Bloody birds. Stupid bloody birds.
Shut up!
Stupid bloody birds. What good have you ever done, you bloody flying bastards? Don't even want this bloody ice cream I just brought in because it's too embarrassing not to. God, home again, old goody gumdrops. Bloody house looking a mess. Not worth cleaning up though, really, I guess, and stupid house. Oh, God, how long can a bloody day seem to last? I'm just gonna sit here. Not gonna bother turning a light on. Sit in darkness. Can of Tango. Ah!
Jesus, it bloody blew up in my bloody face. Bloody cans. Bloody Tango. Oh, jeez. Oh, right,
that's the third sodden can that's done, right? Right, I'm bloody ringing them now. I'm gonna give them a piece of my bloody mind. Bloody stupid Tango. Gonna tear their ears apart. God. Oh.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Unexpected Exploding Can Incident Hotline. I'm Lisa and I'm here to help you with any unexpected exploding can incidents. How can I help you today?
How many arms did you say you had hacked through?
97. Okay. And you're saying the machete's gone blunt? Well, I mean, I do apologise, sir. I mean, that's well under our 500 arm guarantee. Yes, absolutely, sir. I'll get a new machete out to you first thing in the post tomorrow morning. Okay? Happy hunting. Yes. Absolutely. No, they are bastards, yes. Oh, yes, they do deserve to die. All right. Lovely to talk to you.
What parasite you wear, sir? That is strange, because you've been banned from Monkey World for life. I'll look into it, sir.
You're seeing when the shoes arrived, they were made entirely from wax. Well, I mean, I do find that hard to believe, sir. Well, I'm sorry if they've melted and ruined your carpet. No, we can't do anything about that.
Perfect diction at all times, sir. Yes, all times. Uh-huh. Perfect diction. Diction. Diction.
Rhyme blessed beard to you for Thursday, but it sounds what you're wanting is the Richard Attenborough special. The Richard Attenborough special? Oh, certainly, sir. That does include the mango chutney and the mayonnaise. Okay, sir. Certainly. Have a nice day.
You're saying that the blood hasn't come out of your robes. Well, I mean, they should be scotch-guarded. And you're saying it's staining. Did you use non-bio or bio? Really? That's unusual. Yeah. All right. What I'll do is if you post them in, I'll get them cleaned right up. And what about a throw in a free lynching rope? Just to come, you know, sweeten the deal. Recompense you for your inconvenience there. All right?
I do apologize, sir. Yes. Yes, our rulers should say that. Yes. Unfortunately, though, they're not made for anal insertion.
To child care. Customer services. How can I help this afternoon with your inquiry? My name is David.
Definitely. At Barry's Banana Bashes, we want to ensure your bashes are brilliant.
No, we don't have any monkeys that dress up as bananas.
Actually, madam, it's very painful to get a monkey to put on rollers.
I don't think the automatic doors could be racist, sir, but I'll definitely have a look into that for you. I know they're painted white, sir. Yes.
Well, thank you for nothing. Yes, thank you. Bloody call centres. Wasting my time. Oh, God, I might as well watch some television. May the day go quicker.
Come to North
Bloody
Korea.
Communists. Stupid advertising now.
I was walking through the foyer of work and a
idiot.
Just
cooking, no.
By the sixth day, he was desperate. He had been lost in the desert without food or water, and the end seemed to be near.
Someone dying might be alright. Better than nothing.
Their next feast.
Nothing else on.
Still, Captain
wonder what it's like to be a
battling,
carrion,
the sand,
picking out
the
corpses.
Sand.
You alright?
Yeah, got me a antelope fur stuck in my throat. Oh, it clings. Oh, an absolute bastard. Oh, that's better.
So, is he dead then yet?
What, that poor sod down there?
Yeah.
Oh no. He's British, isn't he? He's gonna take a good few days to die. And I like the rest of them, they don't just give up and peg it when they realise they're going the wrong way straight into the middle of the biggest desert in Africa. Oh no, they keep going. There's always a chance they might be rescued. Oh, I've been in tougher situations than this. It's a bloody disgrace, that's what it is.
I'm about to fall out of this tree with hunger, and all he can think about is carrying on crawling about in the sand. Will he stop breathing? Will he bugger?
Well, it's undignified, isn't it? I mean, I tell you for nothing, right? I'm wasting my time up here. I'm out of a good mind, right, to go and speak to the union about this.
Because
us carrion, right, we can't spend our time mucking around with jokers like this idiot. Right, he's ruining my figures, he is. Just last week, I lost out on a whole camel scavenging job because some bloody Frenchman took 6 days to die. It's a disgrace, that's what it is.
I know what you mean, but what can you do? It's like... Hold on, stop moving. You might be dead.
Bleeding, finally.
I'll get Dave to go and check. Dave! Oi, Dave!
Oh, for God, he's as deaf as a bleeding post, that bird.
Dave!
Yeah?
Go and see if he's pegged it.
Why me?
Because I just told you to, you daft sod.
All right. But I want his eyeballs.
His eyeballs? You are bloody obsessed. Every time it's all about the eyeballs with you. It's eyeballs this, eyeballs that. I've never met such a fussy bloody scavenger.
But the eyes are the best bit. They're like a drink and a snack all in one. And I think it's only fair, so I've got to go down there and see if he's still alive.
Fine. You can have his sodding eyeballs. I don't even like them anyway. Just go and see if he's dead.
I bet you he starts moving the minute Dave takes off.
He better not. Oh, for fuck...
I told you, I bloody knew it. He's just mucking us about.
I'm starting to really dislike this bloke. He's a right bastard. Bloody rubbish on the television. Nothing on ever. Useless. Well, I haven't got anything else to do now. Might as well end it all. Right, here we go. This is it. Gun to the temple. The end. Bollocks. Bloody mist.
Death Metal Ice Cream Van was written and produced by Dougal Patmore, with performances from Tom Eames, Lorenza Samuels, and Dougal Patmore.